Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW. And right now I have a band called Shame Banger in studio. We're going to go over the quality name of Shame Banger, play some songs from them. But first off, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell me, let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in Shame Banger.
I'm Jeffrey and I play guitar.
I'm Scott. I play the drums.
Rowan vocals.
Brian bass.
Right on. All right. So who came up with the name? What's the history of Shame Banger?
Oh, man. I mean, I know it was me, Rowan.
Okay.
But I don't quite remember. Did it come from the song or did it?
So it came from the song. We had another name that was sort of a inside joke.
Sure.
And
hard to say.
As time went, before we even played any shows, we just decided, I said to Rowan one time when I was driving him home, we should change it to the name Shame Banger just because I felt like it was awesome. And
yeah.
It was the most representative of what I thought our sound was like.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's get a little history of the band, the Marvel, you know, kind of origin story. Who wants to talk about the origins of Shame Banger?
Oh, man. Let's do this in a politically gentle way. Three of the original members of Shame Banger were in a different band.
Okay.
Called Red Lectroid that had a split. And we realized that there was a lot of songwriting potential and vibing between the three of us. It was me and Scott here.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Eager, who was our original bassist. And yeah, Scott writes a lot of music and we were really enjoying being in this super weird, really avant-garde kind of band
mm-hmm.
that had, like, you know, weird time signatures and all kinds of stuff and gave us opportunity to explore. But when that kind of fell apart, there were so many creative ideas to be had. So I was like, can we just do a thing? And they were like, yes. So that made me happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what year was this?
Just before the pandemic.
Okay.
So probably like 2018.
Yeah, maybe late 2018.
Late 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And everything just happened so quickly. We, within a matter of like, from the moment we all decided to start playing music together, probably about 4 to 6 months later, we had a full album just done.
Wow.
And I mean, wrote everything
yeah.
from that point up to that point. We do all of our writing in the studio. I run a studio for a living, Titan Recording Studio.
Cool.
Up in Shoreline.
Awesome.
Shameless plug.
Hey.
Pretty much just Jimmy Eager, the bass player, and I, who's still a member of this band. He's not around right now, but
love you, Jimmy.
And so yeah, it's not like Brian is filling in for him. Brian's a member of the band, but
yeah.
He still is a part of the band. He wrote a lot of stuff that started off with this Red Lectroid project, and I kind of took it. So it so I write a lot of the music, but Jimmy wrote a lot of the original stuff as well.
Cool.
So it was just kind of a collaboration between the two of us.
Awesome.
And then I was in a band called A Gun That Shoots Knives back in the day.
Yeah.
But Jimmy LaRue is the bass player for that band, and I wrote a lot of the guitar, where I wrote all the guitar, and he was playing guitar for us at the time. Pandemic breaks out, and everything just stops.
Yeah.
And then when we started to kind of get back together and start rehearsing again, Jimmy couldn't do it anymore, and that's when we found Jeffrey here. And,
awesome.
And he just ended up, like, being the perfect fit for the band, being able to play everything, like, better than I can.
it was his eyes. I said his
and my
eyes.
Sweet
his
audition
eyes,
tape.
We have to have him.
His sweet audition tape, yes.
Well, no, I'd never been in a band before, so
really?
This was my first attempt at trying to find people to play music, and so I messaged them on Facebook, and I was like, hey, you guys are looking for a guitarist? I can play guitar. And they were like, oh, cool. Do you have anything recorded? I was like, nope. And they're like, what about any other like videos or anything? I'm like, nope.
How about my kind eyes?
Yeah. And then
yeah.
Well, we rehearsed, we practiced, yeah. and I learned some of their songs, and they were like, you're in. And I was like, uh-oh, what did I get myself into? This is
we had auditioned one other person, and it, they were good and nice and everything like that. But we decided to, you know, try out with Jeff and just the nuance, the way he could play just all the parts exactly how I wrote them. And I didn't care. It made me not care about, you know, not having been on stage before. Cause I was just like that the nerves, all that stuff and the stage, that'll all go.
Yeah.
Once you get past that, like he's a killer guitar player.
Hell yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Can I float an idea that you can either just shoot down or take and run with it?
Oh yeah.
It's time for you to go on tour, and you want to get a van, get a bus. You got to call it the Banger Bus.
the Banger Van.
Yeah, now we got a van now.
I'm gonna veto that idea.
No Banger Bus. Okay.
No, just kidding.
You don't want to ride around
in Vancouver with the Banger Bus?
Maybe not. Yeah, all right. Moving on.
Pull us over. Yeah.
Moving on. So what's the rest of, you know, what are your guys' plans for 2024, the rest of the year, other than, you know, this show ahead of you? You guys going to be working on some new material, playing some more gigs? What are you guys looking to do?
Make more music. I think right
now
we're
two new songs right now.
Yeah, we're working on a couple. Or I guess we're done. We
cool.
got two new songs that we're just.
We just released
ready.
Two. Well, we haven't released them yet. They have been given to a Canadian label called Outhouse Records.
Nice,
which we are working with. I guess we're a part of the family now.
Outhouse.
Yeah, and they'll be releasing it on a compilation with a bunch of other cool bands.
That's awesome.
And we'll be doing trying to play more in Canada, especially. We had a blast up there. Mm-hmm. It's just great.
Vancouver.
Yeah. And try and I don't want to do any like real long tours or anything like that, but I think all of us are down to maybe do some like, I don't know, like tour for a week or two or something like that and just get out there and I don't know.
Yeah, full transparency. Yeah. We're not super ambitious, but we really love this.
Hey,
this is life, and we're not like, let's go to the stars.
Sure.
So we're still trying to figure it out, but I think we're gonna have a fun year.
Yeah,
that's
like,
awesome.
It's nice to gain momentum and meet more people, and like the community is just getting tighter and tighter and more.
Hell
stuff,
yeah!
So
we take it seriously in the sense that like we want to make songs that we like, and we want to be like not just prop up ourselves, but prop up our community. Prop up. We love all of. There's such a great scene here in Seattle. Mm-hmm. The local scene here is incredible. There's so many great bands, and it doesn't seem to be a competition. I absolutely hate competition in music. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. I think it makes more sense to prop up our friends and our community, and you know, even if you're not particularly into somebody's music, love them and support them for just having the heart to get on stage and do this. I mean, I think it's a wonderful thing.
2024, nice. Love and fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it must be very convenient and work very well that you in-house recording, right? You can record all the band stuff. It must be, you know, must work out pretty good, I'm assuming.
It's really convenient, yeah. Like, if we can just kind of record stuff at home, send it to Scott, and work on it that way. Or just if we're in the studio, we can throw something down really easy. Nice. We gave Rowan full control of the keyboard now, so if we're jamming, Rowan can just hit the
record
button and we got it.
It's great for me because I write to other people's music. I don't start with lyrics or vocals.
Sure.
So like they just hand me something and I'm like, sweet. I'm just going to layer my stuff on top.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, you know, there's a ton of local bands that listen to this show. Are you looking to book? Or are you, your books are...
I already work with a bunch of bands that you've actually played on.
Oh, cool. I mean, awesome.
Like not, I mean, Dead Streets, Mutual Stove.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of these people we're friends with, and playing shows with people helps my business. I mean,
sure.
they hear our music and they're like, man, that sounds really good. We'd love to come and work with you. But I don't expect anybody to.
Are you accepting new clients though? If people listened
the
and they,
yeah.
and they were, okay,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
He, yeah, definitely. And, always accepting new clients. Yeah, just you know, sometimes it's a roller coaster industry. So when it's slow, it's bad. You know, it's feast or famine. So when it's busy, it's really busy. But I've always got time to fit in. Anybody.
Okay, awesome. And how do people find your studio?
They can go to TitanRS.com.
Awesome.
Or they can find me on Instagram at TitanRS.
Cool. Right on. Wanted to get an official plug in there so that maybe we could send you some musicians that are looking to record a high quality record. We're going to jump into a song here. It's called Violent Justice. Who wants to introduce this one?
Jeffrey.
This was my first contribution to Shane Banger.
Awesome.
And it's so good.
I like it.
His first song that he wrote for us, and it's just so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on. Congratulations. Here it is, Violent Justice, Shane Banger. It's Loud and Local.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
That was Violent Justice here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW. Shane Banger is the band. Okay, let's go around the room. Tell me, what was your first thing that made you fall in love with music as a kid?
What? Oh, gosh. I think for me, you know, there's something like I grew up in the 90s and yeah. I got suckered into like one of those catalogs where you send in a dollar.
Yeah, BMG. Yeah.
And something about getting like physical CDs in the mail was to me like so exciting. And I didn't know
sign
what
up with
I
your
was
mom's
choosing.
Credit card.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, it's just 99 cents, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so I just picked a bunch of random stuff.
What'd you get?
I think I got like Pearl Jam and like Nirvana. And but I also got some, like, I think I got a Village People CD.
Okay.
I definitely got a Jimi Hendrix CD, and so it was like, I don't know, just this mix of everything, and I didn't know what to like or not like when I was like, you know, 12 or something. I was just like, I don't know. And I think, but just having something physical I could put in like my boombox and listen to it over and over again was really exciting, and that was it for me.
Nice. How about you, man?
When I was really little, my cousin was going to college. I'm from St. Louis originally.
Yeah.
And he was going to, I think he'd finished college. He was living with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had this absolutely incredible record collection.
Nice. Like vinyl? Like
yeah,
record.
Vinyl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he kind of gave me my music education. But all my friends were really into music. We were always playing music I've been playing in bands since I was probably like 10.
Yeah.
That's
what was your first love? Was it like just rock or metal or punk or?
Well, my first ever album that I bought was Appetite for Destruction.
Okay, cool, nice.
And I was in second grade.
Little rocker,
yeah, I was a little rocker. And that was my first concert too. My cousin,
nice,
may he rest in peace, took me to the concert where Axl Rose yelled "F.U. St. Louis" and the place rioted.
Oh, Jesus!
Right. My cousin I'm a little kid. He throws me up on his shoulders and he kicked over a fence. This is at Riverport Amphitheater in St. Louis, and he kicks a fence over to get me out of there. My cousin was a lineman.
Yeah.
He was gigantic.
Yeah,
and he just like picked me up, threw me over his shoulder, and just like ran out of there when we left the place.
Was it a bad show? Why did he yell "F.U. St. Louis"?
I don't remember.
They were like 2 hours late, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were like super late, and then they started riding, throwing the chairs and everything.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? No,
they were playing, and but there were people angry, and
that's when you decided you loved music?
That's not when I decided I loved music, but that was the first concert everyone should. The first album I ever bought and the first band I ever got into was Guns N' Roses. But
there we go.
So my cousin, it was the biggest reason.
And he saved you.
He saved my life.
Rowan, how about you? The thing that made you fall in love with music?
Both of my parents are basically rock and roll musicians.
Wow.
They were both in bands before I was born. And
anything we would know of?
No, probably not. They were both in cover bands, the ones that like got paid for playing 3 hours a night. Yeah. My dad was in a band called Snake, though. They opened for Janis Joplin a couple times.
Cool.
Pretty cool. But yeah, I think they probably strongly influenced my interest in being a musician. We grew up in a small town, though, so I didn't really have opportunities until much, much later. Really, until I moved to Seattle, like, when I was 30.
So. Small town where?
Watkins Glen, New York.
Okay.
Upstate.
Okay.
Two East Coast people over here.
Yeah. This is the East Coast side.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Right. Is that like by Troy, New York? Or?
Nope. It's a few hours away. It's not by Troy compared to the rest of the state. You know?
It's not. It is not.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, but you moved here. What made you want to move to Seattle?
Well, we were living in Rochester at the time, my ex and I, and we hated it. It was pretty vicious there at the time. And his brother got a job at Boeing, and we moved over here. And that almost 18 years ago now.
Damn.
Yeah, weirdly, that ex-partner is in a band with this guy, with our drummer.
There we go. Yeah,
he's actually
funny how that turned out. Yeah.
All right. And how about you, man? What made you fall in love with music?
Mine's kind of similar to Scott's. I had an older brother who was 7 years older than me.
Yeah.
When I was in sixth grade, he was like a stepbrother, so he was like living in my basement.
Yeah.
And it's just like the weird older dude living in my basement.
Drinking, smoking weed.
No. not in my mom's house. But he gave me a cassette tape with Animals on one side and Wish You Were Here on the other.
Nice.
And I was like,
Pink Floyd.
Sixth grade. You're like, who's this? Yeah. So it was awesome. I played the heck out of that tape. And then, but I think probably before that, it was like Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Sure.
I played the heck out of. So
you ever try to do a moonwalk?
Absolutely.
I mean, I
tried. Like, what are you kidding?
Exactly.
A joke question? Yeah, of course.
Okay, so other than the Southgate Roller Rink, what are some other venues you guys like to play in the Northwest here in the city or in Washington?
We played in Vancouver.
Awesome.
We played in Vancouver.
Redgate Art Society.
Redgate was fun. Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah,
kids moshing and crowd surfing and stuff.
My like high watermark, I used to live behind the Kraken and I used to go there probably too much. Yeah. And when we finally got to play a show there, I was like, yes, my dream has come true.
And they're coming back.
And they're coming back.
Place.
And I'm sure it's going to be awesome. So I think
we definitely are going to play there.
The old Cafe Racer spot.
Yeah.
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 That's great.
It's like two blocks closer to my house now.
So there we go. Perfect.
Victory would have been one of my favorite spots, but they're R.I.P. Victory.
Yeah.
And we will, I think when this comes out, we will have played the Cha-Cha, and I'm really
That's awesome.
It's going to be, exciting.
Yeah.
My favorite spot to play ever was, it's not there anymore. Well, I don't know what's there now, but the Josephine. It was a DIY space in Ballard. Off of like 65th or what?
I live on 67th. So
oh, okay.
I know exactly. I saw a couple like hardcore shows there.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It was so much fun. There were places like, I love DIY venues. I like the Black Lodge and the Josephine and there are a few others. But I think right now I'm really digging the all age spaces. My buddy, Kelly, we're in a band called Curly Something together, and he runs the Makeshift up in Bellingham.
Oh, cool.
And that's a really cool spot.
Awesome.
Oh, Belltown Yacht Club. I just want to throw it in.
Belltown Yacht Club.
Yeah. Sure. Shout out to Ed.
Ed Maloney.
Ed Maloney.
Yeah.
Ed.
Yeah.
Legend. That's a great spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I forgot about that.
But there's, I mean, Daryl's is a good spot.
Yeah.
Daryl's is great. I love it because it's right near me. It's just down the street from me.
So. I love that their slogan is where your dad used to drink.
Yeah.
That's great.
Exactly.
That's
and
great.
It looks like it.
It does.
Yeah,
I love that it's like everything else around the area is like totally gentrified and like, fancy and new. And then it's that place. It's like, F yeah, man.
Yeah. And it's just right next to a big Fred Meyers and a Jack in the Box.
There you go.
It's a good spot, though.
Absolutely.
There's quite a few. There's places that we'd love to play, too. We have like the Clockout Lounge.
That's a great venue.
To play there. I don't know. I have a special place in my heart for the Blue Moon.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved to Seattle, when I was in A Gun That Shoots Knives, that was our haunt.
Yeah.
That's where we played all the time. It was a lot crappier back then, but it's really good now. Like, the sound is great there. The work they're doing there is just awesome. Shout out to Tim, who's running that place now, and it's it's really good now. Yeah, I like it there.
Have you ever seen a gun that actually shoots knives?
We have.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so brutal.
Although towards the end of the band, we were doing so much that a friend of ours who was a sound guy would just call us a gun that sets stuff up.
production value.
Yeah. Yeah.
A gun that shoots not. That's amazing. Okay. Well, you know what? I should play some Gun That Shoots Knives sometime soon, too. Well, let's jump into another song. We're not talking about Gun That Shoots Knives. We're talking about Shame Banger. And we're going to play Empires. So anyone want to intro Empires? And it's a heavy subject, but feel free to use this platform to say whatever you want.
So this is the only song that I would say Rowan and I were just locked on. Like, I played a riff to it and Rowan was like, what was that? And then within like a day the song was finished. But we were on the same topic, but I don't know if you want to take it from there.
Yeah, easiest summary is this song, like a lot of ours, is just about taking care of each other as best we can.
All right. But it has a political statement, so yeah,
sounds good.
Definitely one.
Shame Banger, it's Loud and Local.
Children adored for because we understand that our common denominator is the fact that one people is dominating another. We have to find a way to share this land. Otherwise, we will have to share it as two huge graveyards for our children and the generations to come.
Shane Banger here on Loud and Local. That was a song called Empires. I did give you guys plenty of preparation. Favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Oh, I'm ready for this.
All right, Rowan, let's go.
Okay, so probably my top favorite of this area is Akimbo.
Yes.
I really love those albums. Let me toss a couple others down because it's right. Awesome. You might enjoy this. Devils Hunt Me Down.
Yes, great
They're
band.
Also back. Yeah. Back. And some of my current favorites are The Bitter and Bassafras. I'm really, really, really excited about these two bands.
Bassafras, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. And yeah. The Bitter.
I want to hear more of them.
Nice.
I got a second, The Bitter. I think they're one of my favorite bands to watch live and always put on a great show. I think Mutual Stoke. I love watching those guys play. It's something cool. They're just bass and drums.
That's awesome.
And singing, but they're great. They put on a great show. So those are two of my favorite bands. If they're playing and I can see them, I'm definitely going to their shows.
Nice.
Anybody else?
Bitch Flex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Good one. Good job.
Great band.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Bitch Flex.
That's my favorite band we've played with. So. Mm-hmm. I know we're not just doing bands we played with, but.
No, but yeah, it's your favorite Northwest awesome. Band right now.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't want to the 90s grunge era is the reason one of the reasons I wanted to move out here.
Yeah.
I mean, Nirvana was a huge influence on me, but I would rather do the same thing and just talk about current music, current bands. Serpentfoot is probably one of my favorite local or Pacific Northwest bands. And then I would say Nasal Rod from Portland.
Cool.
The drummer from Fear is in that band.
Really?
Yeah.
Fear?
The punk band Fear.
Wow.
The Fear?
Yeah. Badass.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I don't know. I think Wet Temple.
Yeah, you're wearing the shirt.
Yep.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They're good buddies of mine, and I absolutely – their sound is just so enormous. They're just a two-piece as well, but my God – they just have such an enormous sound.
Nice.
Yeah. Love those guys.
Right on. Any shout outs or thank yous?
Oh my gosh. Thank you to Kevin Deers.
Hey, you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
I think watching or listening to your show and seeing the playlist that you put out and just being able to check out all those bands. Cause I really do love this local music scene and I feel like it's one of those things that we have to participate in it to make it stay. If we put our time and attention and money into our local music scene, it will stay going. And if we don't, it won't. But I feel like
your thing contributes to that.
And and just all the local bands that we play with that make it so that it's actually, a thriving scene and fun and sounds awesome.
Yeah, all of our friends' bands like the Disorderlies, Trash Sound Conglomerate,
Kids on Fire,
Zoukrot, Dead Streets, Mutual Stoke, Storm Boy. Mm. I wish, there's so many. Just great bands, and this is such a great local scene. I don't even pay attention to mainstream music, really.
Sure.
I local music's where it's at. It's just I don't know. I just think there's more passion and more just more realness behind it. It's not about, making money or making it. I mean, all of us kind of laugh at that.
Yeah.
Just because it's just such a silly prospect.
Making money.
Well, I mean, I just see it as there's two different industries. There's the entertainment industry, the big major entertainment industry, and we're not welcome. No, nobody is really. They have they've cornered their market. It's safe. They build up their own artists and their own, little insulated empire, and we're all shut out from that. And good, fine. They suck.
We're the unwashed masses on the outside.
Exactly. And I would rather be a part of this scene and this industry than that, to be honest.
Nice. Well said. Well said.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way, if people can't make it out to this show, whether they got, you know, work, family, anything like, you know, prior engagements, what's the best way to support you guys if they can't make it out to a show?
Support us. I mean, if you want to find us, we're on all the things. Find us on Instagram, find us on Bandcamp or Spotify or any streaming platform. But if you really want to support us, message us and say hi.
There you go.
Tell me about yourself. I want to learn more and meet more people.
Get up in their DMs.
Yeah.
And I don't expect, you know, I'm not like expecting people to show up to shows. We're going to post about it and we're going to tell people about it. And we'd love to see you. We'd love to meet people. And and hopefully, you know, I don't know. Hopefully they listen to our music and
you're going to like it.
You're going to like it. It's good.
It's good music.
I don't write bad stuff.
There we go. I like it.
Can confirm.
All right. We're going to do something cheesy. Who wants to volunteer to do a cheesy intro? Who wants to do it? Jeff?
Okay.
All right. All right.
I've voluntold.
So you're going to play the role of like a cheesy morning zoo radio host, right? So I want you to be as boisterous and corny as possible. Hey, this is Jeff from Shane Banger, and you're listening to KISW, something like that, okay?
All right.
All right. So one, two, three.
This is Jeff from Shane Banger.
All right, take two. One, two, three.
This is Jeff from Shame Banger. You're listening to KISW.
Let's go. Don't take my job. Good job, Shame Banger. It's loud and local. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.